Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Mist.
72 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Mist.
72 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mist.
70 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
68 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
68 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
cloudy.
75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Cloudy.
79 degrees.
This is Juliet 72, Juliet Echo Foxtrot, calling CQ, CQ, CQ. Over.
You don't typically call CQ on 2 meters. Station calling, please identify again. This is DD7 CPR.
Okay, now that I have everything connected, I found the problem. Hang on a minute. WB9CSP. There we go. Alright guys, I found what the problem was. There's some cross connection. I just connect everything up now to see what happened, and I duplicated it. I found the problem. I fixed it. WB9CSP.
CSP, WE3, ISC.
Yeah, WB9CSP. I figured it out which nodes it was coming from, but now I got to look on the All-Star to see where they're connected to. It came from NBJ, I think was the call. So it's cross-connected somewhere over there, so I'm looking into it now, but yeah, I got your email, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, because I just got up from my nap a few minutes ago.
Okay, fine business. Thank you for owning it and fixing it. And that's what we do, right? As amateur radio operators, we help each other and sometimes correct each other and we watch each other's back. So fine business. Thank you. Thank you for coming on and letting us know what you're up to. BG3 India, Foxtrot Charlie.
Yeah, I had to connect everything together temporarily just to figure out what is going on. So, yeah, there's no net, but someone, Dave, set the timer wrong, and I just told him, don't auto-connect. Don't do it. So, that's what's going on. But, yeah, I'm looking at it right now, so I'm going to tinker with it and watch it for a moment, and if it starts screaming and screeching, then I know where it's coming from and why it's coming from.
Well, we'll keep keep watch, and I'm glad you're okay with us disconnecting you just to help track down the problem. So, fine business. Thank you. You're a good man, sir. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm looking through right now, because when I just connected that back up, I heard you twice. So someone somewhere is connected to the N5, but I'll figure it out before the net. That way we don't get double, triple, and quadruple kerchunkities, and that's never fun. But yeah, I woke up to the emails, and I'm like, oh no, I got to try and fix this and figure out what is going on. So, yep, I'll be here, and if you guys notice it on your end, you got my email, you sent me an email, so let me know. But I'm about to take a look and see what's connected where. WB9CST.
Fine business. Well, let us know if we can help. Like I say, that's what Amateur Radio is all about. Hams helping hams. So let us know if we can help. VGC India, Foxtrot Charlie, clear.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy.
And Saturday, I have lane swapped as net is beginning. Before we start the net, is there any emergency or priority traffic? KCGPD, net control.
All right, there we go. Let me drop Sky Hub out. That way I don't tie them up. There we go. All right, let me continue looking through here. VE3ICF, I think it was, if I got the call wrong, WB9CST. Do you see anything connected on your end from a November 5 Bravo Delta Juliet call sign? Is that showing up anywhere on you guys' side for Canada? Okay, well, I'll just fix that back up since everything's disconnecting. VE3ICF, WB9CSP.
How are you doing today, Richard?
Could be better if I could figure out where this darn screeching is coming from these nodes. I can't figure it out. I think I know where it is, but I'm not sure, so I gotta figure out what's connected where on All-Star, or it's gonna make a bunch of racket.
Oh, I wish I could help you with that, but I never did get into All-Star. Maybe D-Star or Echo Lake, but I can't help you. Alright, well, continue. I'll let you continue trying to figure out what's going on. This is November 8th with E. Julie Lima. Okay, clear.
All right, Jay. Sounds like a plan. Yeah, I hope to hear you in a little bit on the net. Just trying to tinker with this and scratch my head and figure it out. So, WB9CFD.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees.
You have connected to a SixLink node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
KW Mobile Monitoring. Sounds good, R88NYD. Okay, thank you, Daniel. Yeah, we're just pulling out of, we're at Stony Creek Cancer Park. We're leaving the park here pretty quick, and just want to give a shout out for the ride home. That was good to see you at breakfast this morning. Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to talk to too many people, but it was. I always enjoy Saturday morning. Go ahead, John. Get ready to have you. Yeah, I'm just out in the yard enjoying this gorgeous weather. I met with a few people from, or a couple people from Macomb County, and we set up my HT for peer-to-peer on WinLink. Glad to get that done. I was able to send emails with Link over the internet, but I wanted to be able to do it over the air, so I got it set up for 2 meters today. And so we got something good done. K8OCW.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, good to learn about that. And I probably would have thrown my computer against the wall before I would have worked out all the bugs. It's not a straightforward process. Beautiful day out here at the park, though. It's right, not a cloud in the sky, and perfect temperature for this time of the year. Nice day to be outside. I haven't checked the rest of the weekend. Hopefully, it is nice.
Indeed, indeed. Enjoy monitoring KD8NYD.
Okay, KD8NYD, KD8NYD, we'll be monitoring also. Thanks for the comeback.
WB9CSP, 4 minutes to connect.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard, WB9CSP. This is the Everything. So, before we get started, is there any emergency or priority traffic? All right, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. If you have any during the net, call break and your traffic will be handled. This net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time or 2200 UTC. So with that, I'll start taking short times and mobiles, and I'll make today's question. What is your favorite season of the year, and what do you like doing in that season? So with that, I'll take short mobiles. Come now.
November 0, we'll go back to the...
Net control, please recognize Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Foxtrot Echo. Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Foxtrot Echo. Dale at a road, bird.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Victor X-ray Oscar, KF0BXO, Mark Alpha Crook.
All right, KC7YFE and KF0VXO. And who was the N0 Quebec station, Mr. Call?
November 0, Zulu, Quebec, Lima. November 0, Zulu, Quebec, Lima. John in Alamosa, Colorado.
Kilo Echo Zero Victor Hotel. Kilo Echo Zero Victor Hotel. Jack in Wheat Ridge. Short time, Richard. Good afternoon.
Kilo Six Golf for me, Lima. K6GIL, Linda, California.
Golf Mike Five, Charlie Alpha Romeo. Golf Mike Five. Charlie Alpha Romeo. Evening, Richard, and it's Tari in Motherwell, Scotland.
All right, I picked up a few more stations there. KE0EH, Jack, K6GRL, Linda, and GM5CAR, Carrie. So let me go up to Jack first and see short time. And hello, Jack. How are you? How are things in Colorado? And today's question is, what is your favorite season? And what's your favorite activity in that season? Go ahead. All right, I'll switch over to trusty Echo Link here. Seems my DMR isn't doing too terribly great, but at least it's working, so that's what I wanted to test. All right, I'll go to Carrie since she's international and it's late over there. GM5CAR, fancy seeing you here, actually. How are you today? How's the weather been over there for you? And what is your favorite season, and what activity do you like to do in that season? Go ahead.
GM5CAR returning. Good evening, Richard, and good evening to everybody on the net. And this is my first time checking into your net, Richard. I'm glad that I've managed to make it. I kept forgetting that it was on a Saturday evening. And the answer on the weather today has actually been a lovely day today. We are kind of starting to go into autumn, but the temperatures were probably about 68 to 69 degrees Fahrenheit, and it was quite a blue sky, and it was sunny today, so it was quite pleasant. And I managed to get out and about and do some shopping today. It was clothes shopping, which is why elves are very good at doing. But needed some new clothes, Richard, for the cooler weather coming in, just some new sweaters and that sort of thing. So those were purchased today. And the question for this evening on my favourite season. It's quite a difficult one, but probably winter has the edge. And when I say winter, I mean the holiday season. I absolutely love Christmas. I enjoy preparing for it. I really enjoy all the build-up and the excitement, you know, just picking presents for various family members. And of course, I've got a son who's 10 years old at the moment, and he gets so excited and enjoy all the holiday season activities that come up with him, as well as decorating the house and the Christmas tree. And I love the twinkling lights in the darkness. I really feel it brightens the place up. And I don't like it in January when we take all the decorations down and it becomes all bare. But definitely Christmas season, so winter for me there, Richard. GM5 at CAR, back to net control.
Yeah, Roger that, Carrie. Thank you for checking in, and glad you were able to check in. Yeah, what I always do is I set a reminder on my phone, so that way I can remember to check into other nets. So that's usually how I do it, and it makes it a lot easier. But thanks for checking in, and I have a 7-3 round if you're able to stick around for it. Let me go up to John now. November 0, Zulu, Quebec, Lima. Hi, John. How are you this afternoon? And favorite season and activity in that season. Go ahead.
Hi, and hello to the whole group. First time checking in with you folks. I'm in the San Luis Valley, and I think fall is probably my favorite. Sorry if you're catching any background noise there. A large motorcycle just went by. I think fall is my favorite, and I love to walk all seasons, but in the fall it's not too hot usually and not too cold. Over.
Yeah, Roger that, John. I like the fall as well. It's not too hot and not too cold until it gets towards the end, and then it starts getting cold, but that's the fun of it. So, this net meets here every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time, so you're more than welcome to stop by. It's on Skyhub, so, I hope to hear you again next Saturday. Dale, KC7YFE. Hey, stranger, long time no see. I stopped in the coffee shop, and then I got a phone call. Don't you love it, Dale? Anyway, how are things on the Upper West Coast, and your favorite season and activity in that season? Go ahead.
WB9, Chicago Style Pizza, Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Thanks for the net. First of all, well, I don't really have a favorite season because, you know, I have to live through them, so I can't really pick a favorite. But, you know, winter time, you know, a nice warm fire in the wood stove doesn't hurt. But, you know, summer's pretty good, too, because you can get out and, you know, it's scorching hot out there to where you don't want to get out and you want to just stay under the AC and chug tons of gallons of H2O on the rocks, if you know what I mean. Other than that, fall and winter or fall and spring can be all right too, so You know, they all have their place in my case. They do. They all have a place. And I'm just kind of stretching out on my cot right now at the moment, and just about dozed off there a little bit, trying to keep from doing that so that way I can stay awake and check in with you, man. Things are going pretty good though. How about yourself? I hope everything's well for you. So I'll send it back and let you get back to the rest of the list. Good to hear Linda K6GRL and our friend Terry in GM5CAR as well. Familiar voices from the Worldwide Friendship Net over on the Michigan Conference. It also meets on the Dew Drop In as well. So I'm going to send it back. WB9CSP Net Control. Thanks for the net. KC71.
Yeah, roger that, Dale. Thank you for checking in, and good to hear you. I'm glad you stopped in. And yeah, I need to make some more time to come over and have some coffee at the coffee shop on the K6FN. I keep forgetting about that. Too many nets, not enough time. So, yeah, good to have you. KF0ZXO, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather? And favorite time and activity, favorite season and activity, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Kilo Foxtrot Zero of Victor, actually Oscar. I believe you're trying to get a hold of me here. My favorite season to answer your question would definitely be summer. I'm probably going to be the odd one out. I like this when it's nice and hot outside for several reasons. One, I can take my kids outside and they don't have to be stuck in the house all day, which gives me the opportunity to get stuff done. And two, I really enjoy camping and the summer nights. That's definitely one of my favorite things, enjoying those cooler times during the summer and having campfires and getting to go outside with the family and do the things. So that's my answer there. KF0VXO, back to Net Control. Again, thanks for having me.
Yep. Not a problem, and thank you for stopping in, and good to have you. And, yeah, I think you might have checked in before, but I don't remember. But if you haven't, welcome, and if you have, welcome back again. So, let me see who's next on my list. My computer is being dumb. Gotta love technology. Jack, if you're there, I know you called short time, so KE0VH, if you want to take your turn, go ahead, WB9CSP. I did call on you a moment ago. I don't know if you had to step away. Well, that's all right. I've got him down. And next, we'll head out to the West Coast again, but a different part. To Linda, K6GRL. Hello, Linda, via Stoffwetter and wie geht's dir, Frau? And what's your favorite season and activity for that season? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. WB9CSP, K6GRL, hello to the Saturday evening Everything Net group. by the way, you're coming out stereo on DJ and the other one, 090. And but I'm on All-Star, of course. Yeah, it was nice to see some of the Santa Cruz people this morning here in the Monterey area. We had our local meeting. And let's see, favorite time of the year, season of the year has to be summer, of course. And yeah, favorite activity is a walk on the beach. There you go. Perfect in summer. And The sweater is tight. It's hot here. It's we're burning up in the 70s. So, yeah, staying cool with cool drinks and everything. So, K6L, back to you, Richard.
Yep, I have to do long tee-ups and wait for everything to drop now, so... It's fun running a big net, though. It's fun. And I'm going to ask you in a little bit, once we get some more people, Linda, for that announcement. So get your pre-made piece of paper ready. let's see. All right. I already got Carrie. I got Jack. So that brings me to the bottom of my list. Anyone else anywhere wishing to check in, including Skyhub Digital Modes or any other digital modes? Come now. WB9CST.
Whiskey Bravo Zero, Quebec Mike Romeo. Whiskey Bravo Zero, Quebec Mike Romeo, Silver Thorn, Colorado, up on the top of the Continental Divide, 60 miles west of Denver.
Alright, Kelly, I got you. Who was the...
Jonah, Princeton, Minnesota.
Alright, hold on. Let's hold up here. The two people who checked in from Minnesota, I got Princeton, Minnesota, and then there was someone else before that person. So who were the two stations from Minnesota?
Kilo, Fox Truck, Zero, Yankee, Papa Golf, Andover.
Whiskey, Zero, Charlie, Lima, Whiskey, Jonah, Juliet, Oscar, November, Alpha Hotel, Princeton, Minnesota.
Alright, there we go. Now we got the list fixed up. So, WB0QMR, KW0Y, KF0YPG, and W0CLW. Got them. Alright, there we go. Alright, so, WB0QMR, good afternoon. How are you? And today's question is, what is your favorite season and your favorite activity in that season? Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Good afternoon to you all. Handler is Paul, and I guess my favorite... season would be fall. I live here about what would be one block from the Blue River that flows up north, flows south to north to the Colorado, and then on its way to the west. And I enjoy sitting here on my deck and watching this time of year the wildlife starts foraging, bulking up for winter. I like watching them walk by, deer, elk, bear, what have you. And I enjoy the temperature and the leaves turning there. Go
Yeah, roger that. Well, it sounds like that's pretty fun, especially in Colorado. excuse me. That would be pretty interesting to see in Colorado, since it's got the mountains and then kind of like the desert. Yeah, thanks for checking in, and good to have you, and hope to hear you again next weekend. Hi, Kelly. KW0Y, how are you doing today? How was teaching, and your favorite season, and activity for that season? Go ahead.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah, this is Kelly in Denver, Colorado, on handheld, KW0Y. Yeah, teaching is great. We go back super early out here to school. I think our first day was it the 11th of August? Something like that, yeah. And things have been great. All the kiddos are great. I teach biology and environmental science. It's a lot of fun, especially getting to go in outside and learn outside. That's always fun. Probably my favorite season would be winter, and I especially love when I can do bike commuting in the winter, which here is pretty frequent, actually, especially with our warmer winters, unfortunately. But we get a lot of sunshine and melts all the snow and ice, and so it could be great for commuting. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you so much, Richard. And yeah, hello to everyone. This is Kelly. Over.
Yeah, roger that, Kelly. Thank you for checking in, and glad to see things are going well in school, and hopefully your wife is doing well, too. So, and I'm glad you liked my QSL card that I sent last week or the week before, so I'm glad it made it, and hope to get one from you when you get a chance to make yours. Let's see, I can't read my own chicken scratch here, so let's see. KF0YPG, how are you? How are things in Minnesota? And I have another question for you guys. My stepdad's trucking company is in Newport, Minnesota. So how far is that from you guys? And favorite season and favorite activity in that season? Go ahead. Roger that. Well, good to see that everyone seems to prefer autumn or winter. I'm sure I'll get some people for summer or spring, but I kind of agree. So, yeah, thanks for checking in, and glad to see the hub is working with you guys. I know it was down for a little bit, so good to see that's working. Jonah, I think I got that right. W0CLW, good afternoon. How are you? How's your weather? And favorite season and activity in that season? Go ahead.
Fishing and
a lot of that kind of stuff. And in the heat of the summer, I like to go on a, I usually go up to for a guy weekend fishing trip. All the guys get away, and we go and float around in the water and fish and that sort of stuff. Pretty good time. So I do have a bit of an announcement for other folks that are in Minnesota. There is going to be a mass POTA activation. So if you've ever had an interest in POTA, which is Parks on the Air, whether you want to operate or not, you're all welcome. We are going to be at Fort Snelling on the 19th for a mass POTA activation. And if you look my call sign up on QRZ, which is W0CLW, and shoot me an email, I can send you a flyer and information. It's going to be a pretty good time. It's a lot of fun. Whether you want to operate or not, if you have an interest, it is a great time to come and do it. And I believe we will have a couple of extras there. So if anybody has a tech license and thought, man, I'd really like to try HF, this is an opportunity to do that. All the equipment is provided, and it will be a good time. All right. So I like the net. Thanks so much for being out there. W0CLW, back net.
Yeah, roger that, Jonan. Thank you for checking in and your announcement there. And, yeah, hopefully you'll get some people. All right, so that brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Whiskey Zero, Romeo Foxtrot Kilo. Rich up in northwest Wisconsin.
Kilo Echo Zero, Mike India Zulu, Rob, Colorado Springs.
I missed somebody, and I'm going to fix that, and I know exactly who I missed, but I got the call right. So, let me read off who I got just to make sure. My dash R decided it's going to drop everyone, don't know why. Let's see, W0RFK, KE0MIZ, and KE0GHT. Did I miss anyone? Or is that everyone that called in so far? If I missed you, call again.
Juliet 5, Papa, Delta Charlie.
3, Papa Alpha Yankee. November 3, Papa Alpha Yankee.
Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, John.
Alright, I got Matt, N3PAY, and John, W8TOY. Who was the 5 call? I missed the 5 call.
This is Kilo Juliet 5, Papa Delta Charlie.
Alright, I got it that time. Kilo Juliet 5, Papa Delta Charlie. Alright, let's see, W0RFK, good afternoon, how are you? And today's question is, what is your favorite season and your favorite activity in that season? Go ahead.
No problem, name here is Rich. I want to make sure I'm getting in because I've had a hard time catching you here this evening.
Yeah, you're sounding good here on my end.
Okay. W0RFK, name here is Rich. As I said, I'm up in northwestern Wisconsin, about 50 miles south of Superior. And it's 85 degrees here, and that'll be part of my one question. But before I forget, Richard, if you're willing, what's the name of your stepfather, I think you said, or whoever is trucking? I grew up and up till a bit recently was across the river in South St. Paul.
Oh, yeah. He didn't grow up there, but that's where his trucking company is. Wilson Lines over in Newport. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that place.
Well, I'm familiar with Newport. South St. Paul was just about a couple miles across the bridge across the Mississippi River to Newport. So, but Wilson doesn't ring a bell. All righty. Well, I just curious, in case I had heard. I guess my most non-favorite, all seasons are good, but I don't care for the heat. I could never go south. As a 71-year-old, all my friends are going down to Texas, Arizona. Not me. I'll stay up here where it's cooler. I don't even like the 85-degree temperature. I'm hoping it'll go away here permanently for another year here in a week or so. You know, the obvious things in the winter, snowmobiling, ice fishing, skiing, and spring, summer, motorcycle, airplanes. One gentleman had mentioned camping. I do a little of that as well. So everything but the hot, for me anyways. I do talk to a couple of the nets with people down in Arkansas and Texas, and that's hot, but that's why I'm there. Anyways, so just try to do a little bit of everything. Do outdoor stuff spring, summer, fall, and then when winter comes, I pull everything in and do some other activities inside throughout winter. So I have a mantra that I've heard many people have probably heard. He who dies with the most toys wins. I have a t-shirt that says that. I have a lot of hobbies, and so I sort them between, you know, the seasons. So I am not doing winter stuff now, but in a couple of months, I'll start on the winter stuff and quit the summer stuff. So that's kind of where I lay things out. Back to you, W0RFK.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I see some stuff disappeared. I don't know what did, though. So, yeah, but, you know, thank you for checking in, and good to have you. And glad things are going well for you. Let's see, Rob, K-E-0-M-I-Z, hello. How are you today? How's the weather there? And favorite season and activity in that season. Go ahead.
W3966-30MIZ. Hello, Richard. Yeah, we're down here in Colorado Springs today visiting my son and my grandson for the holiday weekend. So we're down here in Colorado Springs enjoying probably about a 93-degree afternoon. Very overcast, but it's kind of a breeze. This time of year is my favorite time, late summer, early fall. Things to do, cleaning up gardens, getting things prepped for the winter time. Let me see what else. I guess that would be the time to get some afternoon to just say you're kind of in the middle of something like that. Thanks for having me, though. It's great. 739-2230-MIE. Back to next. Thanks.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm making sure I'm keyed up, and I have to watch everything so that way everything pops up. The bigger I get, the longer it takes to tee everything. But that's all right. I'm happy. And to think this net, me doing nets originally started a couple of years ago. In just one place, which is connected here. Thank you, John, WB3GXW, for letting me get my start with you. If you're listening. And it's fun running a net. You guys should try it sometime. I let people run my net. And it's fun. So let's see. Ion, I'll try you. You're noisy, but I know it's the dart repeater, because I can tell you're close enough, so I'll try you. KE0GHT, I'm pretty sure I got it right this time. Sorry if I botched it. WB9CSP, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather? And favorite season and favorite activity in that season? Go ahead. I don't know why, for some reason, I messed your call up specifically. That actually kind of is annoying me, now that I get to thinking about it. So, I need to purposely write down your call, so that way anytime I hear you checking to the net, I can be like, yep, that's the right call. But, it's alright, I got it corrected. I know it's you. So, yeah, and sounds like you have fun ideas, so good job. I don't know where Matt is. I'll try calling on him. N3PAY, are you around here somewhere? WB9CSP.
This is Matt, N3PAY in Omaha. I'm coming to you on YSF, Sky Hub Link, and my favorite season, really, it's all of them because I'm just an indoor guy, but I'm trying to walk more the older I get, and summer is the best time to walk, especially in the morning or the evening, so I'll go with summer, and my favorite activity is being indoors because that's how I've been forever and ever, and I'm really glad to be here on the net. Great job. I'm really enjoying hearing everyone's answers and things like that.
Well, do you want anything better? I'm on DMR, even though it doesn't sound very great. And this is my new DMR talk group. So, there you go. I just want to come back to how digital the digital sounds. So, there you go. But, thanks for having me. And thank you for it. Oh, there we go. I had to fix it. I'm John. Bye-bye. She comes and she goes, so we'll go on to the next person on the list there. I need to get a faster internet connection. But thank you for checking in, Matt, and sorry I broke up so much on the digital there, but it's a work in progress. And if anyone's interested while I'm thinking of that, DMRTGIF 57527 is the official connection for the Everything Net on DMRTGIF. So, John, W8TOY, I almost said go ahead at the 7-3 round. Actually, it almost is time for the 7-3 round. So, hi, John. How are you? How's the weather there? And, what's your favorite season? And, the favorite activity in that season? Go ahead.
It's a little complicated. It's a nice warm day right now. It's beautiful, sunny. We've had some really bad storms. My neighborhood still looks like a tornado went through it, but it was all straight wind damage. But today was the first Saturday of the month, which for my age of 75, my favorite activity nowadays is taking my wife on siren test day. We go out to Northwest Oakland County, which is beautiful country out there, beautiful. And from spring to late fall, every month we do a siren test, so we go out and we monitor one of the sirens. And we have lunch and we have, drive around out in a beautiful country and all that. So that right now is my current favorite activity. But lifetime, my favorite season is spring because of the beauty. Flowers and animals coming out, stuff, all the life of spring, you might say. But my favorite activity, younger, was on the hottest summer days, which I cannot handle heat. I've had heat stroke and passed out and stuff like that. But on a hot summer day in the land of water, my favorite activity is canoeing. We have hundreds maybe, of rivers of all kinds of different sizes, and canoeing, most of my life growing up, has been my favorite activity. If you get hot, you just fall out of the canoe, get back in, and you're set to go. So my activity is canoeing on a hot summer day. My season is spring, and my current activity is siren testing. And your digital needs a little bit of help there, but I know you're working on it. You got more going than most people I know at Run Net Control. This is WATOY. Everyone have a good afternoon.
Stand by for the news broadcast in 5 minutes.
Alright, there we go. I had to fix that. I keep forgetting Australia has their thing, so, alright. Let's see, next is KJ5PDC. How are you today, and how's the weather there? And your favorite season, and, activity in that season, go ahead.
K5PDC, this is Jason, and I am in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. It is a scorching 92 degrees. Looking at the radar, I'm watching Alliance, Nebraska get beat to death by a big hailstorm. So that's actually the reason we're in Scotts Bluff. We're here to repair the hail damage on the vehicles that got hit from the June storm. My favorite time of the season is now, because that's when we're working during storm season, and I get to travel the U.S. and talk to you fine folks on the web and the net and all the GMRS, ham, and whatever else radios I've got. It's actually pretty fun. But actually, fall is my favorite because we're usually coming home about that time, and I've got a 67 Camaro that I take down to cruising the coast on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, and that's really a good time. So, KJ5, PDC, back to you, Ned.
Yeah, roger that. Well, sounds like you have fun, and I guess if it gives you work, then that's something to do, so... sounds like fun, I guess. Not for the people who get the damage, though, but, I guess you get paid, so, a paycheck is a paycheck. Alright, I forgot on digital, Dave, in 3DMC, if you're still out there somewhere, Dave, go ahead. How are you? How are things down there in Risal, Texas? And your favorite time, your favorite season, and activity in that season. Go ahead.
My favorite time is when we have spring, winter, spring, summer, and fall all in the same day. At least you can experience them all at once. With summer, you just sort of stuck in it. Anyway, we're pushing about 98 degrees here right now, which is much better than last weekend of 101, 102. Other than that, it's been a pretty good weekend. Took down a tower today and ordered some more parts for us so we can put up another probably 50, 60 foot tower. It'll be about 70 foot tall by the time it's done. There's some other things going here. Anyway, pleasure listening to the net. Y'all have a good one. This is N3DMC, Dave out of Riesel, Texas.
Yep, and Dave came in on the DMR that he helped me set up, so it sounds good, so I hope I can get some more people on it. That'll be great. All right, so 10 minutes until the bottom of the hour, so anybody else wishing to check in before I start the 7-3 round, WB9CST?
Delta 9 Echo Lima Uniform, Eric in Dupo, Illinois.
KD9ELU, WB9CST. Well, good to see some 9 calls in here. I don't get too many of them, except for myself. So, how are things in Illinois? How's the weather? And your favorite season and favorite time, favorite season and favorite activity in that season. There we go. Over to you, go ahead.
Well, thank you. I was just listening to the local repeater and picked up this net. I'm on an old analog radio, so it's a pleasure to hear you all this evening coming in from around the country. Here, it's hot. It's 100 degrees this afternoon, so that kind of makes me think of my favorite season, which is fall, when it gets cooler and all the beautiful colors on the trees and seeing pumpkins and gourds, that kind of thing. That's my favorite time of year. So, again, wonderful to hear you all. And back to net, this is KD9ELU.
Roger that. Thank you for checking in, and good to have you. And thank you for stopping in. Meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time. 2200 UTC if you get another chance to stop back in on the St. Louis repeater. So let me go back up to the top and start the 7-3 round because I know some of you guys here go to the 11 Cats Network. So let's take Carrie first so then she can get over there to Jeanette. So Golf Mike 5. Charlie Alfa Romeo from WB9CST, your turn at the 7-3 round, over.
Yeah, thank you for the net this evening, Richard. I've really enjoyed it, and I will make an effort now to come in most weeks. And I wish everybody a great rest of the weekend there, and take care, everyone, and 73. Back to you there, Richard, in the net.
Yeah, roger that, Carrie. Thank you for checking in, and hope to hear you again next Saturday. So good to hear you. Let's see. Back up to the top now. November 0, Zulu, Quebec, Lima. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFP.
This is November 0, Zulu, Quebec, Lima, N0ZQL in Alamosa, Colorado, on a handheld portable, and I'm in my yard trimming trees into hedges along my fence line, enjoying the weather. 73 to the whole folks, everybody out there, and hopefully I'll be able to keep this as a reminder in my phone and check in on a regular basis. This is N0ZQL in Alamosa.
Yeah, roger that. Well, sounds like a plan, and good to have you, and hope to hear you again next weekend. Dale's probably disappeared anyway, so I'm not going to bother calling on him. So let's see, KS0VXO, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, no VXO, I don't think. My computer's being kind of slow right now, and my all-star is somewhat messing up. So let's see, KE0VH, Jack, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST. Things are disappearing, and I'm not sure why. Interesting. I'll have to look at that. Let's see. Yeah, one of those disappeared. Let me fix that real quick. I'm looking, following up my list. So, Linda, oops, hang on, K6GRL, yeah, that's the next person, right, yep, hello, wie geht's dir, and, guten Abend, und auf Wiedersehen, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Okay, there I am. K6GRL, thank you, Richard. It was really good hearing everybody, especially cross country, that I always get a kick out of that. And good topic, of course. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because we're running late. But just to say, remind everybody, we're planning a Memorial Amateur Radio Club out of Paris, Texas, and that is in honor of Richard L. Simbo. We are still looking for a call sign trustee, so if anyone is interested, shoot an email to Richard and talk to him. So, it's hot here, and I had soup. I am really burning up now. I have to have something cold. And the party's going to continue on the cats on the 1-1 cat link, an echo link. So I think I do. All-star note is 559385. 559385. It is 1-1 cat on echo link. So it starts at 4 in 2 minutes. K6GRL, back to you, Richard.
Good job, Gerunda. Thank you for the announcements, glad you were able to make it. Let's see. I already got Kari. I love the accent she has, by the way. let's see. WB0QMR, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFT.
WB0QMR, were you calling me?
Yeah, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Okay, well, everyone have a good next couple of days on the weekend here. And it was good checking in. 7-3 all, WB0 QMR.
Good evening, 1900 hours.
Roger that. Have a good rest of your afternoon. And, hi, Kelly. It's time to say goodbye, Kelly. KW0Y, WB9CST, your turn at the 7-3 round, over. Kelly got to where she was going, so that's all right. KF0YPG, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there, WB9CST. Alright, Jonah, W0CLW, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Roger, roger, W0CLW, Jonah and Princeton again. Yeah, good evening to everybody on the net, 73 to you all. Hopefully you have a great holiday weekend. It's really nice out this weekend.
Yeah, Roger that. Thank you for checking in and good to have you. Alright. W0RFK, if you are still there, go ahead to 7-3 round, WB9CFP. Alright, he's not there. Let's see. KE0MIZ, Rob, if you're still there, go ahead to 7-3 round, WB9CFP. Alright, I guess Rob is busy with his family. Let's see. N3PAY, Matt, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. WB9CSP.
B9CSP, this is Matt, N3PAY in Omaha. 73 to all that are listening. I definitely need to make this a habit. I think I need to change the phone alarm that goes off reminding me of this to actually note that YSF SkyHub is perhaps the way to come in. And Richard Bravo on running this multi-network, multi-protocol net. I'd be very impressed to hear the statistics sometime. Bravo, bravo, and thanks to all. 73, back to you, WB9CSP, M3PAY.
Matt sounds good on Fusion, so good job. And hopefully soon I can sound good on DMR. So thank you for stopping in. John, W8POI, if you're still there, John, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFP.
Yeah, this time I really am sticking around. I stuck around this time. Sometimes it can't happen, sometimes it does. But thanks a lot for running the net. It's always very interesting to hear from people as diverse areas as you get checking into your net. Probably you have one of the most diverse check-ins of any of the nets on the air right now. So that's very good for you. It shows you're doing a good job. It's appreciated by many of us out here. You have a good day. Take it easy. W8COY.
Yeah, roger that, John. Thanks for being here and good to have you. Let's see. KJ5PDC, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFD. Alright, I don't hear him. Let's see. Dave, if you're still there, N3DMC, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFD. Well darn, I was hoping I could really hear Dave come back through my talk group again. It sounds pretty cool hearing someone come through it finally. Alright, let's see. KD9ELU, you're at the last of the list, so if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFD.
Still here. This is KD9ELU, and just glad I found you all this evening. Again, I didn't even know I could do this. Never checked into this net before, and it's fascinating to see all this technology in action, bringing people together. Incredible things in ham radio. Back to net, and everyone have a great weekend. This is KD9ELU.
Roger that. Have a good rest of your evening, and hope to hear you again next Saturday. All right, we are 7 minutes over, so that means late check-ins. I'm only going to do a single round. So, late checks, late checks. Come now, this is the Everything Net, WB9CSP.
Kilo Bravo, Zero, Five, Romeo, Erie, November 5, Romeo, Romeo. No traffic.
Okay, let me stop there. N5RR, I got you. I got a Kilo Bravo Zero, I think. And I think I missed somebody else, a Kilo November 4. So, who was the KB Zero and then the Kilo November 4 station?
Here is Kilo Bravo Zero, India Tango. This is Ian in Erie. No traffic, just listening in.
This is Victor Echo 3, Kilo November Uniform, Ridge, Ottawa.
All right, I guess I'll make Rick the last one there. I thought I heard somebody else, but I guess not. So, N5RR, in and out, thank you for checking in. Hope to hear you again next Saturday. KB0IT, thank you for checking in. Hope to hear you again next Saturday. Victor Echo 3, Kilo November Uniform, hello up north from down here in Paris, Texas. How are you? How's the weather there? And today's question was, what is your favorite season and your favorite activity in that season? Go ahead, and I'll let you take your 7-3 and all the same turn.
The 3KMU, Red's returning. The weather here is about 20 degrees Celsius, and the favorite season for me is the summer to I have an RV, and I go camping most of the summer. V3KNU, 7-3 to all. We'll catch you again next week.
All right, and with that, my all-star node is acting wonky, so now's a good time to close the net. So I'd like to thank everyone who let me use their nodes, their repeaters, their simplex frequencies, and conference servers. And most importantly, everyone who checked in. Without you guys, there wouldn't be a net. If you'd like more information, I recently updated my website. It is www.wb9cfp.de. Cheaper to get that domain. Or you can look on my QRZ page. With that, so go ahead and close the net. We had 21 people. And I'll see you guys over on 11 Cats, whoever's going to go over there. 11cats.org, 11cats.org if you need the connection information. Give me a minute to disconnect everything. WB9CSP.
KVH Kilo, Oscar 6 Kilo, Zulu Hotel. Anybody on frequency? I know we just had the everything net, but I was curious if anyone was on KS6 KVH. Oscar 6 Kilo, Zulu Hotel. I'm assuming from the crickets, nobody is on the 7030. Have a good night.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours, cloudy, 72 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 70 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 68 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 66 degrees.